Discoveryland Online. I'm Miss Michelle.
And I'm Miss Caitlin. We're so glad you're here today.
Do you think you can tell what someone is saying, even if that person doesn't talk? We're going to play a game where you and Miss Caitlin will try to guess what I'm saying when I don't even talk at all. Are you guys ready? Here we go.
Okay, here's your first word. Riding a horse.
Yes! Woo! Did you guys guess that? Awesome! Okay, let's do another one.
I think I dropped.
Okay.
Basketball.
Good job!
Yeah!
Did you get it? Awesome!
One more?
Let's try one more.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Swimming!
Yes! Did you guys get it? Good job! Wow, you guys are good at this. Today we're going to dive in and explore a part of God's big story where God speaks to someone named Elijah. Did you see how I did that? We were swimming and I dove in.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just like you paid attention in our game, Elijah had to pay close attention to figure out how God would speak to him. We can pay attention and listen for God too. Our wonder truth today is God can speak to me.
A whole lot of love. me a whole lot.
His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I wonder this is true.
And she has a doozy of a question for you today. Are you ready?
Hi kids, Tack here, and I'm curious today. Have you ever been so focused on something that nothing could distract you from it? Well, that just happened to me yesterday. There's one thing that I love to eat so much. I love cheese. It's just so tasty and creamy and delicious, and there's cheddar and Gouda and Swiss and American, and they're all different, and they're so tasty.
Oh my goodness, sounds like you really know a lot about cheese.
I do. I was strolling down the sidewalk the other day with my cat friend, and you just really wouldn't believe it. I saw a couple of friends just like you sitting on the front porch, having a picnic, and right in the middle of my friend's story, bam!
Oh no, what happened?
Just a cheese travesty, I tell you.
Oh.
One little friend dropped the cheese that went with his turkey and crackers right there on the grass, while the other friend dropped her cheesy crackers all over the grass too. Have any of the kids here ever dropped cheese like that? So I had to run right over and I chowed on that cheese before the pesky ants could get to it. And then I realized I didn't even hear my friend's story at all. I felt bad. I said I was sorry and I listened again to the story.
So, do you think it's important to pay attention and to be able to hear someone?
Definitely.
That reminds me of someone from the Bible who had to pay attention and to listen. It's someone that we're going to learn about today, Tack.
Ooh, who is it?
His name was Elijah. He was so ready to hear God's voice, but it didn't come the way that he expected. He had to listen in different ways. We'll learn more about that in our story today.
That sounds like a great story. Now I'm gonna go get more cheese. Bye.
Bye. I don't know if Tack needs more cheese. Has it ever been difficult for you to listen? We're going to learn today about Elijah and how God spoke to him. Today's wonder truth is God can speak to me. Today we'll discover how God speaks to you.
Okay, it's time for today's part of God's big story. So first, we gotta put on our listening ears.
Okay, here they are.
All right, next, our pay attention glasses.
Okay, mine are crumble cookies, sorry.
Ooh, that
I
sounds
know,
good.
I'm hungry
thinking
right now.
Swimming pools. Swimming was very fun.
Nice, nice, okay.
And we gotta zip, lock, and button our lips.
Here we go.
So let's zip, lock, and button.
Let's pray and talk to God. God, we love you and are thankful you speak to us. Open our ears to hear you. May we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.
In today's story from the Bible, God's big story, we're talking about a man named Elijah. Ooh. Elijah was a prophet who looked up to God. He saw God and a famine.
Oh, a famine. What's a famine?
It's a time without food.
Ooh.
And even saw God's power come down in a pillar of fire.
Awesome. Elijah felt scared after a woman came up to him and threatened to kill him.
Oh.
He ran away and called out to God, asking God to take him away because he let God down.
Oh. God loved and cared for Elijah. One of God's angels woke Elijah up and told him to eat.
Wow.
He ate and slept and prepared to go down to Horeb, the mountain of God. That trip took 40 days.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is. Mm-hmm. Once Elijah got to Horeb, he spent the night in a cave. Ooh, I bet that was cold
and dark.
God called out to Elijah and said, "Go up on the mountain in front of me because I want to meet with you." Wow.
Yeah. Elijah did what God said and was excited to meet with God. Elijah was ready and listening to see what God would say next.
First, a strong wind came down through the mountains, but God wasn't the wind. Then there was an earthquake that shook everything up, but God wasn't the earthquake either. Finally, a large fire came, but guys, God wasn't in the fire either.
After all this, a small little whisper came down.
Ooh.
Elijah knew God was there. God spoke to Elijah, not in the strong wind or the big earthquake or the big fire. God spoke in a still, small voice of a whisper.
Wow. Elijah shared with God that he felt all alone. But God told Elijah, "Go back up the way you came. There are 7,000 people in Israel for you to meet who still follow me."
That's a lot.
That is a huge number.
God spoke to Elijah, and he wants to speak to us too. So we're going to say a special prayer together. Repeat it after me. When Elijah first came out to meet with God on the mountain, there was a great big wind. But was God in the wind?
Nope.
No. You're right. So let's say a prayer together. God, help us look for you in unexpected places. Way up high or way down low. Speak, Lord. We're listening. We're ready to go. After the great big wind, there was a huge earthquake. But was God in the earthquake?
Nope.
You're right. So let's say a prayer together.
Okay. God, help us to look for you in unexpected places, way up high and way down low. Speak, Lord, we're listening. We're ready to go.
After the huge earthquake, there was a big fire. But was God in the fire?
Nope.
You're right.
So let's say another prayer together. God, help us look for you in unexpected places, way up high or way down low. Speak, Lord, we're listening. We're ready to go.
I like that marching.
Yeah, it's fun.
After the large fire, there was a soft whisper. Was God that whisper? Yes, he was. You're right. So let's say our prayer together. God, help us to look for you in unexpected places. Way up high, way down low. Speak, Lord. We are listening. We're ready to go.
Okay, let's sit down and close our eyes for a minute now. Take a deep breath and let's ask God. God, is there anything you want to say to me today?
Thank you for spending that time thinking about God. Now, can you hold up your hands like this, like you're receiving something, and listen and receive your blessing while I speak it over you? Children, remember, God never left Elijah, and God will never leave you. May your ears stay open for God to speak to your heart in a special way. God knows you and loves you. He wants to speak his love into your heart.
Bye, guys.